lesson is aimed at grade 11 students and the learners of English. Adapi ganagandayanni sarala atita kala vachana ha vakya liyana ho godanagana akaryay. Oba dannawa tenses 3ak tibena bawa. Atita, vartamana ha anagata kale. Atita kale handunwanne past tense namin. Atiteedi nishchita velawakadi සම්පූර්ණයෙන් සිදු කර අවසන් ක්‍රියාවක් පිළිබඳව පැවසීමේදී අපි simple past tense යොදා ගන්නවා. To form sentences in past, we should learn to form past tense verbs. ඒ ගැන කතා කිරීමට හා ලිවීමට verbs නැතහොත් ක්‍රියාපද අතීත කාලයට හරවා ලිවීමට අපට ඉගෙන ගැනීමට සිදු වෙනවා. Now students, I am going to read some sentences. Listen to them carefully, identify the past tense verbs and write it on a paper or book. Then, mama kiyana wakya walata hondin ahunkam di past tense verbs handunagena ewa potaka ho koleka liyanna. These are the things Nipuni did during the weekend. Nipuni helped her mother to cook meals. She cleaned the garden with her brother. She arranged her table. She drew a picture. She watched her favorite cartoon, Garfield. She went to her grandmother's house. මම ඒ වාක්‍ය නැවත කියවන්නම්. Nipuni helped her mother to cook meals. She cleaned the garden with her brother. She arranged her table. She drew a picture. She watched her favorite cartoon, Garfield. She went to her grandmother's house. Now students, shall we read the past tense verbs? Did you write them down? In the first sentence, Nipuni helped her mother. So here the past tense verb is helped. She cleaned the garden. In the second sentence, the past tense verb is cleaned. The third sentence, she arranged her table. The past tense verb is arranged. She drew a picture. There, the past tense is drew. She watched her favorite cartoon. Watched is the past tense. The last sentence, she went to her grandmother's place. Went is the past tense. Have you noticed that some verbs end with ed and some are not? The verbs end with ed are called as regular past tense and the others called as irregular past tense. The verbs end with ed are called as regular past tense and the others are called as irregular past tense. First, let's look at the regular past tense. As I told you earlier, regular past tense end with ed. When you are writing sentences in past tense using regular past tense, you do not have to worry much about spellings because you have to just add ed to the end of the word, but not always. Regular past tense vachana wala අවසන් අකුරු දෙක වන්නේ ed. නමුත් හැම අවස්ථාවකදීම ed එකතු කර past tense වචනයක් හදාගන්න බෑ. There are some rules to follow. අපි උදාහරණ කීපයක් අරගෙන බලමු. When a verb ends with the letter e, we just add d. වචනයක් verb එකක් e අකුරෙන් අවසන් වුණොත් අපි ඊට d අකුරක් එකතු කරනවා. Arrange, arranged. Invite, invited. Involve, involved. When a verb ends with the letter Y, we have to remove Y and add IED. For example, fry, fried. Cry, cried. Carry, carried. Fry, F-R-Y, fry. So, we have to remove Y and add IED. Verb එකක් Y කරෙන් අවසන් වුණොත් අපි Y ඉවත් කර එයට IED එකතු කරන්න ඕනේ. උදාහරණයක් විදිහට fry, F-R-Y, fry. Y ඉවත් කර IED අපි ඊට එකතු කරගන්නවා. When a verb ends with a vowel and a consonant, we have to double the last letter and add ed. ක්‍රියාපදයක් vowel එකකින් හා consonant එකකින් අවසන් වුවොත් අවසාන අකුර තව වරක් ලියා ed එකතු කළ යුතුයි. Can you remember the what the vowels are? A, E, I, O, U, other vowels, and the other sounds are consonants. For example, stop, S, T, O, P. O is a vowel and P is a consonant. So we have to double the last letter and add ED. Stop, stopped. S, T, O, double P, E, D. Same as clap, clapped, C, L, A, P, P, E, D, double P, E, D. Skip, skipped. Pat, pattered. We have to learn these spelling rules thoroughly, because if you do any spelling mistakes in your O-level paper, your marks will be reduced in some questions. So, be careful. Now, let's go back and see whether you can remember the rules. When a verb ends with the letter E, we simply add D. When a verb ends with Y, remove Y and add IED. When a verb ends with the vowel and the consonant, double the last letter and add ED. For example, stop, stopped. S-T-O, double P-E-D. So, that is the end of the first part of my lesson. Now let's look at the irregular past tense. There are more than 180 English verbs called as irregular verbs. And you know, most of them break the rules. Irregular verbs are a problem because there isn't one rule for you to learn them. They don't follow a pattern either. So, you just have to memorize them. Irregular past tense හැදෙන්නේ මේ විදිහටයි කියලා අපිට කියන්න බෑ. හේතුව ඔවුන් රටාවක් අනුගමනය නොකරන නිසා. අනික අපි එදිනදා භාවිතා කරන ක්‍රියාපද වලින් බොහෝමයක් irregular verbs නිසා ඒවා මතක තබාගත යුතුම වෙනවා. Many of the common verbs are irregular. So learning them is important. But you can recognize them in a sentence because they look different in the past tense. As I told you, irregular verbs don't follow any rules, but some irregular verbs follow similar patterns. I will tell you some suggestions to memorize irregular past verbs. Irregular past verbs මතක තබා ගැනීමට පාඩම් කිරීමට කළ හැකි දේවල් කීපයක් තිබෙනවා. There are some verbs that remain the same in the present and the past tense. අතීත කාලයේදී හා වර්තමාන කාලයේදී නොවෙනස්ව පවතින ක්‍රියාපද. Cut, cut. Let, let. ඒ වගේම තමයි මේ වචන වලත්. Put, hit, let, shut, cost. වර්තමානකාලයේද සහ අතීතකාලයේදී එම වචනෙම තමයි භාවිතා කරන්නේ. අපට කළ හැකි තවත් දෙයක් තමයි අලුත් වචනයක් ඉගෙනගත් විට එහි tenses උත් ඉගෙන ගැනීම. Every time you learn a verb, learn its tenses as well. For example, the word steal. You have to learn that its simple past tense is stole and its past participle is stolen. Another suggestion is focus on the most commonly used verbs first. Let's look at some verbs. I'll read some commonly used verbs and its past tense. Say, said. Go, went. Know, knew. Get, got. Give, gave. Become, became. Find, found. Think, thought. See, saw. These words are very important because we need them to use in everyday conversations too. Another suggestion is make a list of them and paste or tape it near your study table or on a wall where you can see it regularly. අප නිතරම භාවිත කරන වචන ලැයිස්තුවක් එහි irregular verbs tense එකත් සමඟ කොළයක ලියා ඔබට නිතරම පෙනෙන ස්ථානයේ කලවන්න. දවසකට කීප වතාවක් මෙම ලැයිස්තුව කියවීමෙන් ඔබට එම වචන කඩපාඩම් කර ගැනීමට පුළුවන්. පළමු ලැයිස්තුවේ වචන කඩපාඩම් වුවාට පසුව එය ඉවත් කර අලුත් ලැයිස්තුවක් හදාගන්න. Once you feel that you have remembered the full list, move on to the next group of verbs. You can even learn them with songs. There are some songs which teach you irregular verbs. You can find them in YouTube. Another suggestion is you can play a memory game alone or with a friend. First, take pieces of cards or papers. Write simple present tense verbs and simple past tense verbs on the cards separately. Turn all the cards over in front of you with their backs up. Now you can play a memory game. Turn a card over, then another. If the cards match, leave them face up. If they don't, turn them back over and try again. Another suggestion is learn them in a sentence as I see a bee, I saw a bee. By this, you will learn to use them correctly in sentences. Now, shall we group the verbs depends on what is easier for you to remember? The first group is the verbs which present and the past tense are same. I hope you can remember them. Cost, cost, hurt, hurt, shut, shut, cut, cut, let, let, hit, hit, put, put. The second group could be the irregular verbs end with t. T අගොනෙන් අවසන් වන irregular past tense. I think that it's better if you can copy down this. Lend, lent. Send, sent. Spend, spent. Build, built. Burn, burnt. Learn, learnt. Smell, smelt. Feel, felt. Leave, left. Meet, met. dream, dreamt. Loss, lost. Shoot, shot. Get, got. Light, lit. Sit, sit. Keep, kept. Sleep, slept. Tungine kaandi. Ought, O-U-G-H-T. Valin ivarena vachana. The words ending with ought. That means the letters O, U, G, H and T. Bring, brought. B, R, O, U, G, H, T. Buy, bought. Fight, fought. Think, thought. Catch, caught. Teach, taught. Hathurini kaandi. The next group. The words end with D. The words end with the letter D. D valin avasanmana vachana. For example, sell, sold. Tell, told. Find, found. Have, had. Hear, heard. Hold, held. Read, read. Say, said. Pay, paid. Make, made. Stand, stood. Understand, understood. Pasuna kaandi. Group 5. Mema kotasat ita vedagat. Hetuwa meva api boho welawata bhavitha karana wacana. Meya palawini kaande lesa salakuwat ita hondai. Now let's look at the past tense of the be verbs or helping verbs. All these are irregular verbs. Is, was. Are, were. Do, did. Does, did. Have, has, the past tense is had. Will, would. Shall, should. May, might. Can, could. Obata kalahage tawat deyak nam dina potak bhavita kirima. Ehi oba kala ho sidu deval vakya kihipayakin liyanna. Regular and irregular past tense oda vakya livimatat e wagema oba elivime hakiya wedi diunu kara ganimatat obata haki wenawa. I hope that you know there are 3 grammar questions in your O level exam paper. 1 question in part 1 and 2 questions in part 2. For each question, you will get 5 marks each. That means 15 marks. All these questions do not stick to one grammar point. In some questions, there is a mixture of few grammar points. So, you may get questions on past tense there. අපොස සාමාන්‍ය පෙළ ප්‍රශ්න පත්‍රයේ grammar questions 3ක් තිබෙනවා. එක් ප්‍රශ්නයකට ලකුණු 5 බැගින් ලකුණු 15ක් ලැබෙනවා. මෙම ප්‍රශ්න සකස් කර ඇත්තේ grammar points කිහිපයක එකතුවකින්. ඒ අතර past tense verbs තියෙන්න පුළුවන්. Now, let's look at another question that you have to use past tense verbs. In question number 8, in GC O-level paper, it is a writing question, but you may get a question like this. Write a paragraph about a place you visited recently. I read the question again. Write a paragraph about a place you visited recently. Here, you have to write your paragraph in past tense. You have to write what you did, where you went, and any other special things, etc., everything in past. I will read another question for you. This is from GCU O Level Paper 2019. Question number 14. මෙම ප්‍රශ්නය 2019 වර්ෂයේ අපස සාමාන්‍ය පෙළ විභාග ප්‍රශ්න පත්‍රයේ 14 වන ප්‍රශ්නය. Write a letter to one of your friends describing how you celebrated the Teacher's Day in your school. Include the following. Activities done on Teacher's Day, speeches made, the role you played, how you felt about the celebrations. මෙහිදී ඔබ ලිපිය ලිවිය යුත්තේ ඔබේ මිතුරෙකුට ඔබේ පාසලේ ගුරු දිනය සැමරූ ආකාරය පිළිබඳව. I read the question again. Write a letter to one of your friends describing how you celebrated the Teacher's Day in your school. Use about 100 words. Include the following. Activities done on Teacher's Day, speeches made, the role you played, how you felt about the celebrations. You have to write how you celebrated, activities done, speeches made, role you played, how you felt. Here, you have to write the letter in past tense. So, don't you think learning past tense is important? I hope that the lesson on past tense would help you to learn and memorize regular and irregular past tense and use them and write them correctly. අද පාඩමේ අපි ඉගෙන ගත්තේ regular හා irregular past tense පිළිබඳව. මා හිතනවා ඔබට එයින් නිසි ප්‍රයෝජනයක් ලැබෙන්න ඇති කියලා. Thank you very much.